sailing of your knowledge radio. It's Carlita, and I last spoke to you when I was in France working on a piece of land and an old barn homestead. However, unfortunately, I had to leave that project behind due to the unbearable regulations that Macron had put down for those who were not going to take the jab, and the COVID passports made it absolutely difficult to live there. You couldn't go anywhere without showing your papers. So I had to try and get on a plane, even though I didn't have the jab, and take my pets with me, or as many as I could get on the plane. So that's how I ended up here in Mexico. The following recordings I recorded at the Greater Reset in Morelia, Mexico, which Derek Rose had organized. There was several events. One was in Texas, one was online, and one was in Morelia. I was able to go to the Morelia event. I will say there were a lot of issues regarding some of the setup and technical errors and problems with big segments of the sound going missing during the virtual talks. Other than that, there were some good talks there. The idea was to explore solutions. Although at the end of the day, my biggest takeaway from that meeting was the highlight of the Eco Communities workshops, which was on Saturday at 6 p.m. A great number of people turned up to that, and I will be posting the recording I did for that talk, for that workshop rather, and details, along with a few other highlights from the general Morelia talks. However, really what this made me realize is that over the event, most people really don't go into deeply into any solutions. And this is something I've been doing for 16 years. I started out podcasting 16 years ago, interviewing all kinds of different pioneers in free and alternative energy, ecological communities. And myself and a number of other podcasters were talking about it 16 years ago. I also wrote two books on ecology, deep ecology topics and consciousness. At the event, it just seems like deep ecology was missing from everybody's vocabulary. I don't think people really even understand what it is. So I'll just say here, you know, this is something that should be talked about. If this event is about solutions, you know, deep ecology was kind of first coined by Arne Naess in the 1970s, as opposed to shallow ecology, which is, you know, just the concerns of pollution and things like that. But deep ecology goes into exploring the deep aspects of nature, nature having rights, the intrinsic value of nature in all life, diversity, symbiosis, solutions that need to change in society, and, you know, how we've been estranged from nature due to social and political engineering. And a lot more. It goes very deep. You know, on the inside, we should seek quality of life rather than higher standards of living, self-realization rather than material wealth. On the outside, we should change the basic structure of our society and the policies which guide them, and the inner structure as well. You know, looking at the deep mechanisms and driving forces of predatory capitalism and how it's destroyed the planet. All of this is something that deep ecologists have written about for the last 40 years. I'm quite surprised this didn't come up at all in the Greater Reset. Anyway, I will be posting some of the talks that were good that I managed to record while I was there. And I will also be sharing my own work as, again, this is a reminder and testimony to how much I have to share. And it seems like only now are people really beginning to realize we need to look at solutions. And as I've always said in my hundreds of articles on solutions and my last two books on solutions and my podcasts, you are the bridge builders, the seed planters, and the map makers to a new paradigm. That's right. So with that, I will be posting some of the recordings over the next two episodes of Sailing Beyond Edge. And I will be also adding this to Eco Solutionaries Radio. There'll be more on Eco Solutionaries Radio coming up this year, since it does seem to be the time that people are looking for solutions. So I'm really happy to share all of this information, and thanks to Derek Brose for all the hard work he put into organizing all of these talks. And I'll put some links down to the Greater Reset below so you can visit the website and explore some of the speakers yourself. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
Hemos tratado de incidir en la política y el gobierno para establecer ecoaldeas de manera formal.
We are also trying to rely on the politics and government to do ecovillages in an actual established way.
Y alguna experiencia que tuve en gobierno es que conozco la ley acerca de cómo establecer ecoaldeas.
One of the experiences I have from the government is that I know the law of how to build ecovillages.
Y vengo de alguna manera para ofrecer una colaboración con mi fundación y la organización de ustedes para ofrecerles algunos servicios.
I come here offering services from my foundation and with the collaboration of you to work together.
Puede ser desde asesoría para talleres, para facilitar procesos de construcción de su objetivo.
Can be counseling or workshops on building or accomplishing your goals.
Como también buscar y identificar lugares que ante el cambio climático podrían ser más favorables para vivir.
Also to identify places that with climate change could be more inhabitable in the future.
Nuestra organización planea con comunidades para adaptarse al cambio climático.
Organization plans with communities to adapt to climate change.
Y generar sinergias de colaboración entre varios personas, comunidades, organismos.
Y generate synergy between different organisms and projects around.
Actualmente nos ha apoyado WWF, los partners, World Wide Fund Foundation, para planear. Y ese es por una parte en mi ofrecimiento, que es, nuestra fundación, pero hay otro proyecto también que tenemos.
We've been backed up since a while by the WWF Foundation, but there's another project also that helps us.
Y es un proyecto para fundar una ecoaldea a partir de una cooperativa de vivienda.
It's a project to create a cooperative-based community.
En esta ecoaldea estamos diseñando ya aquí en Pátzcuaro, ¿sí? Se llama Chapultepec, es
una hectárea.
Es una hectárea, pero queremos ampliarlo en el diseño y estoy buscando a personas interesadas.
This project is going on in Pátzcuaro. It's a hectare, but we are looking for people that maybe want to come and add to it.
Nuestro trabajo, como lo hacemos, es conectar gente del campo, ¿sí?, con gente de ciudad y con aquellos que quieran transitar hacia la ecocivilización.
Our goal is to work with people from the countryside and for people that want to transit into this kind of civilization.
Prácticamente es todo, y los que estén interesados igual pueden contactarme y les voy a dejar los datos para si están interesados ya platicaríamos en corto, ¿sí?
Yeah, that's basically it. I'll send you my contact, and whoever is interested, please address me, come to me.
Almost a community vision map. These are all processes that
can be really useful for you to take back into your own communities. And you know, what I would normally do if I was set up in a community somewhere, I would have a fourth step where there will be an actual project at the end of it to actually create together. But this is about a process that's leading up to individual self-recognition of how you want to show up in the community and how that feels for you. And also then to take you through the steps of a natural, organic way. And it's got a bit of structure in there, but room for movement for it to be adaptable as well. So if you're interested, come and find me and I'll get your details. And yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay. So let's get to the community members. Tomas, would you like to go first? Thomas? The floor is yours. Yep, you guys, do you have two projects or one? Okay, then you guys present together. And when you're done, Melanie is collecting contact information. Make sure you check with her. And we'll make sure everybody gets everyone's time.
With plenty of
three springs, natural water. The soil is perfect. It's like 1,100 meters above the sea. The weather is amazing. It's more or less like this. Well, in the winter it's a little bit colder, but the rest of the year is perfect weather. So we are gathering our family to start the project. We already have the team who is going to design the model, the financial model, to also be very sustainable and have a very good quality of life.
Hi. I don't really have much to add to that. I run an agency, it's called The Good Reset. And I do sustainable social business strategies. And I specialize in communities, so help them design like long-lasting working communities. And this is how I met Alicia. I live in Jalapa, so in the same area as her, and we just met by coincidence, and it just clicked, and we would be really happy to meet you if you're interested to live there. It's a good area for people for when they're.
Do you have a vision of something in your community, or anything? What are you looking for?
We are looking for more or less 15 families. To have plenty of space of meditation, green areas like a welcome center, a community center, of course, an area for agriculture. So 15 families is like more or less what we calculate that is a perfect number. Any questions?
Next up is John. Come up, John. And welcome. Thank you. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming today, everybody. Well, Dirk Bowles was stopping 5G in the US. I was doing the same in the UK, went with Mark Steele and Barry Trower. We got 12 towns to declare a moratorium on 5G. My YouTube channel is 5GAwareness.com. My website is, sorry, my YouTube channel is 5G Awareness. My website is 5GAwareness.com. I'm looking to go to San Miguel. Now, there's 20 hectares of land. So there are 20 hectares of land, and there's a group of us actually going up from Ixtapa. We joined a community there, but it was a garden. Nothing got done over months. Nothing was planted. I got organic grow boxes into the area. People are now growing their own food. Action is extremely important. Fresh water source, spring. You've got to be near a spring. All I'm looking for is people who are doers, people who want to take action, people who want to get their hands dirty in the soil. We're going to have livestock in this community. So if you're on a vegan diet, it might not be the one for you. We're going to be taking care of animals, preparing to slaughter animals, eat animals, vegetables, everything, using the manure, fully sustainable community. San Miguel is perfect because it's 200 meters above sea level. It's away from earthquake fault lines, away from volcanoes. And for me, a moral foundation is very important. So that's why this community will be based on Christian moral values. I'd encourage people to read the Bible because there's so much prophecy now that's coming true with the Bible. And I think cryptocurrency, it's great to invest in now, but it's going to be very short-lived. The real currency is going to be seeds. Seeds are going to be hard to come by, right? And it's going to be skills. Do you know how to light a fire? Do you know how to slaughter an animal? Do you know, it's a distressing experience, but it's, do you know what? We used to have these skills, and we've lost them, right? So I want a healthy, strong, vibrant community that is setting up off-grid. We've already got someone who's setting up there on this land. He's building geodesic domes, monolithic domes. But I speak from the heart because I don't like misunderstanding, but I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste time, the wrong sorts of people come to me. But I'm very much a doer. I care about the planet. I know that we're coming into this satanic peace system, which is 5G, where you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark. So I think growing your own food is the most important thing you can do right now. And we really need to do it. So,
as far as the details, if all the presenters send me a message with a little write-up, I'll compile all the different projects and I'll send them out to the group. So please feel free to take notes if you like.
And Lucas, and they're incredible people. failing beyond knowledge. Like my great friend Carlita, who's actually got a podcast called that, Failing Beyond Knowledge, and you know, in a sense, that's what I've been doing. I've been getting out of the chokehold of information and really flowing into a state of knowing.
A poem I wrote, The Exiled Dissidents. Changing nations and destinations, war machine insanity, warlords herding humanity. Ignore the chess players and their power games. Time to start answering our own prayers, to build foundations with sustainable aims. Instead of being the victims of an apocalypse, let's embrace communal relationships and reject the terrorism of politicians and corporations. Sustainability and alternative energy, our new foundation. Truth and transparency, our new song. The earth's pain, our deepest urgency. Kindness, our currency. Courage, our unity. To plant seeds and map new territory. Farewell to the archaic. Visionaries, exiled dissidents shunned by the prosaic. We have run out of time. Make way for a new paradigm. Freedom is our chosen path and truth our only crime.
Yeah. Thank you. people with this respiratory syndrome to go ahead. And in the community we are planning, we are right now 12 people, but only 4 ready to begin the community. That's why I am here, because it is normally a lot of people interested, but you know, they are wondering, thinking, they are attending meetings or visiting different lands, and at the end, when you say, okay, are you ready for the next step? Oh, wait a minute, I'm not ready, I have too much work still in the city, I don't know if, well, many doubts. So, in the community, in these 12 people, there is an engineer in energy, there is a woman who is studying agronomy, and she's a specialist in healing plants. There is a French woman who is a sculptor, she's an artist. I mean, we are mostly Mexican, but we are open to foreign people. The community is going to be only 8 families. Doesn't matter if you are a single person or you are a couple with children or no problem. So the community is going to be in Morelos State, 10 minutes from Tepoztlán. In this community, in this town, the name is San Andres, there is a lot of water. And the land we have located is not ours yet, but there is a water source, which we think is very important, because in a moment of a difficulty or in a moment of a crisis, you have the water here, okay? So you don't have to wait until the rain and gathering water and all that. So the water is there already. It is a land that is more or less 2,500 acres. And every family is going to have 2,000 meters. You are going to live in 1,000, and the other half, you are going to donate to the community. In these 1,000 meters, you are only allowed to construct in 10% of the land. So the forest keep being a forest, okay? So the first step is to buy the land. All of the people who are involved in this project, we don't want to be in somebody else's land, because if we go and there is an owner, then everybody has to follow the rules of this owner. No, we want to be equal for everybody, and all the decisions are going to be taken in a consensus, votation or common decision. Because we don't want one leader or two leaders fighting. We want that all of the decisions and all of the work is going to be shared equally. Equal responsibility, equal amount of land, equal amount of work, you know, equal amount of engagement. Because most of the problems of all of the communities is that there is one leader and everybody has to accept their decisions. Or there are 2-3 leaders fighting for power, so we don't want this. We really would like to have the same, everybody in the same level of decisions. So the first thing that we are going to do is a MILPA. Do you know what is MILPA? This is the Mesoamerican, means Mexican roots, that is a whole compound of plants that have a synergy together. That is corn, squash, red tomato, black beans, squash, I said. So these combinations of plants, they grow together in harmony, so you don't need a pesticide. They are helping each other to grow, necessarily. So we are going to have fruit trees and organic vegetables. This is going to be the first step. So you are invited to contact me in my telephone number and messaging by WhatsApp. And after a small conversation, we can add you to the Telegram that is not public. We are only 12. So if somebody else comes to this Telegram group, it's because it's already accepting or there is a synergy with us. And we are not going to have animals, no livestock, no chicken, because most of us, we are vegan. So no animals.
Give it up for Paul. easy to access for everyone who's looking to their community and recognize this evening. There's a book that you can call The Bible of Eco Village, Building a Living Successfully in Eco Village. It's called Creating a Life Together, Practical Tools for Building Eco Villages and Intentional Communities. I recommend everyone who wants to join an Eco Village or form one or build one, read that book, because 90% of Eco Villages fail, and so that means 90% of people here, if you go by those statistics, will be wasting a lot of time, money, and energy, which I and others have already kind of been through, they've been that part of 90%, so highly recommend you to read that book. There are a lot of copies of that floating around on PDFs as well, if you have a source version. The book's called Creating a Life Together by Deanna Leif if you look up Creating a Life Together, the Eco Village Community book on Google, you'll find it. But ask me in the networks, so I'm sure someone will even have a copy of it. The other book is called ecovillageshare.com. My WhatsApp, which is also my Telegram, is on there. But our goal is to open source all the information that's working for each of the communities in Mexico and in other countries who want to link to my network. And we want to help people who are locating our daily Eco Village to suit their needs. Our particular main focus, because I've been in Mexico for 3 years now, it's been 8 months in Guatemala, 2 months in Peru, 3 weeks in Belize, and we can now look at these Eco Villages. And I've spent 15 years in Australia working with Eco Villages, participating in some communities in the cities as well. My focus was on the cities and villages, probably. People have already got this all figured out since Woodstock. People have got the countryside stuff figured out, but really the cities really need help. So most of my work in Australia was in the cities. And then, when I finally got to the Eco Villages in the country, I started to see how well it is. It seems to be a lot. It still needs to be worked on. I haven't quite figured it all out yet since the 60s. And that's what we're all hoping, that's what we're going to read that book's like, Creating a Life Together. Because they haven't figured it out. In most Eco Villages, they're not very functional, but most Eco Villages are all dysfunctional. So we're creating a hybrid model. Did you have a question? EcoVillageShare.com. It's going to be about sharing information about Eco Villages and helping people to find the right Eco Villages to share and participate in as well. I'm actually listening to my girlfriend and focus on looking at coastal Oaxaca now after all of our research. Oaxaca has over 150 languages and dialects, 45% are indigenous population. Many people in Oaxaca learned in many languages before they learned Spanish. They were never fully comfortable, so there's a little bit of a mentality of freedom and of rebellion against the conquistadores since the time of the conquistadores. So, and it's also in the center of culture, music, food,
Alicia Descartes, is the memorial of the Lord. Santuario de Phoenix, my telephone and WhatsApp.
is 557-8837-5979. And thank you so much. Thank you, Great Spirit. And thank you, Tu Corazón, Tu Rostro, Pampa Dios, Tlazo Camanti, Juan Catanta, Tlazo Camanti, Omateo.
Is real. And the reason is because it's time for us to get together and live together. So thank you all for being here.
Is someone else saying
to look at the third walkthrough of a property that's 100 acres that has mined ritual stones at the very top of the hillside inside the property. So if you want to be interested in something like that down in Chiapas, where food is abundant, labor is inexpensive, land is cheap, we're buying 200 acres for $200,000. It's amazing. The price is incredible. And Chiapas is beautiful place. I think we all know that people who build communities go to Costa Rica, but I think Derek has said it right. The Mexit is happening now. People are coming to Mexico to build community.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a conference. It'll be our fifth conference. If you want the URL, it's tribalize.life. Tribalize.life. March 25th through the 28th in near Tulum, just 15 minutes north of Tulum, in a little town called Chimoyul, at a retreat center. Last year we did a conference there, we had 150 people. The theme of this year's conference, and I know we're going to have 200 or more of people like yourself, looking to learn and meet each other to build community in Mexico. It is, we cover four different pillars in 4 days. The first is, what is regeneration, and how do we integrated with indigenous wisdom. We are all coming to a land that's been lived on by the indigenous tribes of Mexico. We can't do whatever we want. We really need to be reverent. And that's what I need to talk about. We need their help and we need to do it with them. And this gentleman that stood up here earlier offered his help for free. Beautiful. Second is the physical realities of building these communities. Water, power, food, structures, all those things have to be taken care of, but not one person could possibly know enough about all of that. So we all have to do it together. Number three is the social dynamics, the alignment practices, building coherence and trust. And number four is the financial realities of building these communities. How do we get funded? How do we get the land purchased? And how do we keep the development going? There was a movement that got started in the 60s, and that's the eco-village movement, and many of them just ran out of money, and they just didn't have enough money to expand their horizons. We're now in the renaissance, if you've heard that term before. We are in a new era of these communities being built with new regenerative practices, and we need to build them strongly, financially sound, and with abundance in mind, okay? So please, if you're interested, see me afterwards, or come see me, come go to my website. The conference is not that expensive, it's not as cheap as this, but I promise you, you'll meet a lot of people wanting to build community, and you'll have a lot of information to print.
Y también, bueno, el enfoque enfoque de la sociedad en ese caso sería no tanto, bueno, si se puede una comunidad ecológica, pero es más que nada, se puede decir, agorista y libertario. Entonces, si quieren tener método de defensa, está bien.
Yeah, the community name is agorist, so you can, it's open. If you guys want to have like methods of defense or anything, it's okay. Self-defense, that's okay.
Yeah, and I think that's it. So.
So the idea is this: after May, my wife and I went out to look for a place where we can build a transitional community. This is with the mindset of exit and build to eventually build an intentional community. But we need to do this on a transition. A lot of us are not prepared for this. We have a lot of background. Being said that, we did find a land on the Nayarit state, on Banderas town, close to Puerto Vallarta. It was a land for growing that has not been used for that sense for a while, and it was abandoned. The project right now is only 4 hectares, but there are more 400 more hectares of jungle. This is a jungle protected by the jaguar, and it's in between Bucerías and Sayulita. The goal for the first stage is to have 10 families. For the next 18 months, a transitional project will be done to then create the actual community.
La base de la comunidad será sociocracia.
The base of this community is called sociocracy. I don't know if that's a word. This is very simple. There is no majorities, we all have to get along, there's only objections. And only valid objections will be taken care of and working together. So this is basically the line of sociocracy. There are 23 economical projects to be able to sustain this community. I'm going to mention 5.
Bamboo.
Ecological architecture. Honey.
Food forest.
Fruit forests.
Energy. Clean energy.
Clean energy. This is a sanctuary. The name of this village is called the Cross of Guanacaste, which is an actual sacred tree, and all of the surroundings is filled by this, and it's protecting the animals and vegetations, the intention of this as well. If you are interested to start and get involved in this as volunteers first and work and eventually have your place, we are open. It is going to work through a foundation based on a civil society. That's it. Woo!
We've seen people getting scammed, we've seen people rush into things and realize they don't
maybe alive as well as they thought. So we just wanted to offer a few things about that. So we'll talk about our project first and then a little bit about what we learned. So the project is called The Conscious Agora. I outlined the idea in my book, part of the Conscious Resistance Trilogy. And there's basically just three kind of points of unity, as I call them, that our project is built around. First started out with just my idea, and then Miriam and I working on it together. And basically what happened when COVID took place in March 2020, we came to Mexico. That May we announced, we're gonna build this intentional community in Mexico. If you're interested, reach out. And we had 400 emails come in from all over the world. Then we took all those emails, put them on a spreadsheet. Then we sent back an email saying, if you're really interested, please fill out this, basically this application, so we can get to know you better. And we explained very clearly what our project was about, the principles that we're building on, the goals of it, and then we said, tell us your vision, tell us about your timeline, how many people are in your family, what's your diet, and we really got to know these people. And we had a few hundred responses, and we whittled that down to 50 people who felt like good candidates. And then in September 2020, we started having these bi-weekly Zoom calls and getting to know each other. Well, just basically every 2 weeks talking about all sorts of things. And Paul referenced the book, Creating Life Together. It is definitely a great guide to start and to go through working those chapters with your community. And just naturally, over that time, people started to fall away because they're either too busy, maybe they thought they wanted to be involved, and later they're like, no, I'm just gonna stay here. Or they realized some of the things we were talking about weren't their safe goals. You know, it just naturally happened. So at the point we got to 24 people, then 14 people, we put a deposit down on a piece of land, and we decided to kind of hold off. But now our group has come to about 6 or 7 households at the most. So it's been a long process of getting there. And sometimes people in the group have felt like, we're not going fast enough. And others are like, we're going too fast, and everything in between. But I believe now I can see with hindsight, and a little bit of hindsight we have in this, that I think we're working at a pace that works for us. Because again, we've seen a lot of people making mistakes. So the three principles that the community's built through.
We've also made mistakes a
lot. No, we're making mistakes along the way. That's kind of my point, is if you rush into it, then you're gonna make them while you're already living on land, people already committed, and then things are a lot more messy. So the three principles though, that the community was originally built around, and we've kind of expanded this to 8 kind of things that we all agree to, are sovereignty of the individual, which is individual self-ownership. This is the idea of the non-aggression principle. Like when I say you're powerful, you're beautiful, you're free, it's me acknowledging that you have control of your own body, your own choices, your own decisions. I don't have to agree with you, but it's wrong for me to use force against you. That's like the foundation, everything we do. That means in our community, we don't call cops. That means in our community, we don't use violence against each other, things like that, right? So that's a foundational principle. The other one is what I call permagora, which is just bringing in permaculture principles in the way that we grow our food, in the way that we interact with the earth. And all of that is really just based on indigenous methods of growing food and working with the earth. And then the third one is, so that could include things like meditation practices, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the three basic things. And from there's some more specific things that our community is about. But I envision this to be a network of free communities all around the world, the Conscious Agora Network, right? Where we could know that, hey, wherever you go, there's these different communities. There's, you know, different shades and differences within each one, but you know, these foundational principles, we've all agreed we're going to like stick to these. And so who knows where that will go, but that's where we started. And it's been a long year and a half, and I don't want to take up the rest of the time, but we do want to share a couple of these lessons.
Yeah, so, mindfulness. So one of the lessons, or one of the biggest things that we've found through our last 2 years, and not only in our project, but in the projects going on around us, a lot of us are very eager to start a community, to be a part of something. And take a deep breath with me. And I didn't tell them. Sometimes we just need to take it easy, slow down, see things, understand things, where people are coming from with their project, what they really want with their project, understand the hidden expectations in there, see it all for what it is, and really see what we want to put our energy into. Because a lot of people have, because they're so eager, are putting their money down on something that maybe doesn't have a foundation yet. Maybe contracts aren't there yet. Contracts, from the book that he was talking about, creating a life together, contracts make best friends. That's the one. Good documents make good friends. So let's keep that in mind.
I just want to be real with you guys. I literally have people who email me and say, I have $100,000 right now. Can I give it to you? Can I have a place in your community? We don't even have a physical, we don't have half the land yet, right? And the reason I mention that is because, again, there are a lot of desperate people out there. And I'm encouraging all of you to be very discerning. Don't trust every single person that claims they're starting a community in Mexico. There's a lot of different ways to go about this. Some people buy the land and they want to create lots and sell it out to you. That's personally not our approach. Not that there's anything wrong per se about that, but be careful, guys. Don't be in such a rush that you make mistakes. Because we took so much time, we found out that some people in the community had very different principles. And that's good, right? We're like, hey, more power to you. You know what you want, and now we know what we want. Don't assume, because we're all in this community together here at the event, that we all have the same values. You know, it's a mistake to think that. Yes, we can listen to the same speeches, we can get along generally, but when you really get down to it, and then you talk about living on land with somebody, there's a huge difference, right?
So my mom always said something to my sister and I, if you think you want to marry a guy, live with him first. So this is us creating communities together. I personally see it like building marriages, relationships, because we're literally looking to live on a piece of property together for what I'm looking for the rest of my life. At least that being one of the options, right? So not until you actually live with somebody, do you really fully get to know somebody and build your relationship. At least what I've learned from my relationship is that it takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort and a lot of understanding and a lot of negotiating and just a lot of communication. Things don't happen from one day to the other.
We're going to just wrap up just a second. We appreciate the time. The only other thing I really would throw out there again is just, despite everything going in the world, keep aware of what's happening, especially if you're looking at your home country, like, I never want to go back there, and Mexico seems like a better option. We agree. But don't allow that to make you, rush into a decision that you might regret later. We have already heard from people last year, like, oh, yeah, I went and got land with these people, and now we end up really not getting along, and I'm having to figure out how I get out of this situation, right? Or, like I said, people being scammed by certain people, things like that. But those are things to be concerned with. The reality is, though, this is beautiful. All of us, we're going to create something new. And not just in Mexico, but I believe this is happening all around the world. And what we build, guys, this is what the next generation, these little kids here and all the future children, we are going to create whatever that looks like. And ultimately, the goal of Freedom Cell Network, the Conscious of War, all these ideas, and I think a lot of you and your projects, is that we can travel across Mexico and hopefully across the world without vaccine passports and connect to the like-minded people everywhere we go. Connect to the places where we get good, healthy, organic food and clean water and free-range kids and people who understand these philosophies, right? That's the goal. So whatever you do, guys, do it with all of your heart and just be discerning. I love you guys.
Thank you again, and I will talk to you soon. I urge all your listeners to keep tuning in to Sailing Beyond Knowledge Radio.